You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. Just over 10 years ago, the Gifford community celebrated the grand opening of the Gifford Health Center. The center is a satellite clinic to the Florida Department of Health, and it provides primary health care to adults and children in Indian River County. Clinical supervisor for the Gifford Health Center, Cindy Miller, says the center is essential for the Gifford area. She says before the center was built, many people without health insurance had to go to their local emergency rooms to receive care.
Nowadays, it's more important than ever to educate and prevent diseases from becoming severe, and also to not utilize the emergency room for services that aren't emergent. So it's important for us to be here to educate the community.
Miller says the Gifford community is culturally diverse, and the majority of those who come to the center for care have low incomes, no health insurance, and trouble with transportation. Some people have to walk or ride a bike to the center. People often carpool or utilize the Indian River bus transit or GO Line.
The Gifford community is unique to Indian River County. It's a very old family community, so everybody takes care of each other.
Indian River County residents can come to the Gifford Health Center by walking in or making an appointment, with or without insurance. Miller says the cost of care is based on a sliding fee scale, meaning that your cost is based on your income, or lack thereof. Residents outside of Indian River County can come to the center for services, but those residents must pay a 100% cost. Tracy Henkel is a recurrent patient at the center. She first came to the center over 6 years ago after discovering she had breast cancer.
They're part of my family. I love each and every person that's there. They've been with me from the moment I was diagnosed, and they have never been there for me and my family.
Henkel says the doctors and staff at the Gifford Health Center have gone beyond providing her with medical treatment and services. For instance, she says the center provided her with food items for her family's Christmas dinner 2 years ago.
So I went in there and said, you know, I don't have any food to feed my kids. These women and doctors that are there will take from themselves to give it to you. They're that kind.
Miller says the food comes from the center's food pantry, located in the Human Services Department.
Basic food is a huge problem. So if we see a patient that is in need, we're able to just walk them over to the human service area and ask them if they can help them out with, you know, some baskets of food. So that's really nice.
In addition to a food pantry, Miller says the center helps to provide people with prescription drugs when generic equivalents may not exist. She also says those at the center strive to educate people on topics such as diabetes and hypertension through workshops and classes. Plus, she says a retired ophthalmologist volunteers his time every week to give eye exams to those who qualify.
We've seen many cases where those little things enable people to be able to continue working. I mean, if you can't see, you can't work, so you can't be independent. So we try to address people's needs not only medically, but in other arenas. And I think that's what sets us aside from some of the other clinics.
Henkel sees the center as being exceptional as well.
They don't just look at me as somebody walking off the street. They never have. You're treated with dignity and compassion, no matter who you are, no matter your color, anything.
To find out more about the Gifford Health Center, visit our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.